If you only had 24 hours to live and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach him? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 Lessons I Wish My Dad Would Have Taught Me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyoutheman.com and get your copy today. That's areyoutheman.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men confess about the mess they make in their marriages. Let me say that one again. Real men confess about the mess they make in their marriages. Yes, you blew it. Yeah, you messed up. And the worst thing is your wife doesn't even know about it yet. So what do? Do you conceal it or do you reveal it? Do you suppress it or do you confess it? Well, let me tell you from a man who ruined a 16-year marriage by trying to hide, hoping she never finds out. And by the way, newsflash, they always do. God will only choose to heal what we reveal. So the only wise option is confession. But how? Now, the Bible tells us in Colossians 1:20 that we serve a God of reconciliation. And he proved that by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us in order to reconcile his relationship with us. But here's the key. God won't even address reconciliation in our hearts until we're first willing to confess our sins with our mouths. In other words, we have to be willing to humbly admit and submit to God's will before he'll acquit and forgive us of our sins. Now that's 1 John 1:9. However, when it comes to our relationships, whether it be in our marriage, with our children, or even on our jobs, we as Christians may not be as forgiving as God is when it comes to confessing our sins to one another. So how do you confess a sin to your wife without destroying your marriage or your relationship? Now, first of all, based on the kind of sin you're confessing and how she discovers it and how many times you've committed that sin, I can't give you any guarantees that your confession will save your marriage. It didn't save my 16-year marriage that ended in divorce. So I can't make it any guarantees that it'll save your marriage. However, I can guarantee you, and I'm living proof of it, that God will honor your confession and give you the grace to be a better man because of it. So this week on the Real Men Check-In, let me give you 5 quick tips for confessing your sin to your wife without destroying your marriage. First of all, use wisdom when it comes to the timing of your confession. Now, even though there never is really a right time to give someone bad news, there's always a better time than other times. Timing is always touchy. So consider your wife's personality and preferences when it comes to sharing bad news and confessing. Try to resist confessing when there's heightened emotions of anger, sadness, or fear in either one of you. I'm not saying wait for the perfect time. I'm just saying use God's wisdom to wait for the proper time. Now here's the second tip. Confess only when you're ready to accept full responsibility for your actions. Now, if the timing is right and she's ready to receive your confession, don't open your mouth unless you're ready to accept the consequences without blame or excuses. Now, this is huge because it's difficult to sincerely express remorse if you're not willing to accept full responsibility for your actions. Don't try to explain your actions away or minimize the damage or pain you've caused her by defending yourself. She needs to hear the pain in your voice, not the excuse for your choice to sin. Now, here's the third thing. Confess your actions, not the details of your actions. Now, you have to be careful here. Because when you confess, you should be honest about everything. But you don't have to tell your wife everything. Now, if there are women listening to this episode right now, they're going to probably shout me down on this one. But allow me to explain to you as a man. Sometimes we as men, to eliminate our own guilt, we feel the need to emotionally share all the details of our wrong actions. Now, the truth is, everything you want to tell your wife isn't everything she needs to know. And if you're not careful, you can give her more information than she ever wanted to know, which could severely slow down her healing process. For instance, confessing about your porn addiction is one thing, but describing the kind of women you most enjoy seeing naked or the websites you've visited is unnecessary and too much information. That's called TMI. Because you're unintentionally giving the enemy a weapon to use against her mind later on. So avoid TMI. Now here's the fourth thing you can do. Honestly answer any questions your wife has about your actions. Now I said earlier about being honest about everything, but not to tell your wife everything. After you confess, don't ever withhold or hide any truth from your wife. Tell her the truth about anything she asks you about. But if your wife asks you for the details about your actions, simply tell her, baby, I'll honestly answer any question that you have. But please ask God if it's a question you really need to know the answer to. Remember, everything your wife wants to know, she doesn't need to know, and can potentially be a setup for delayed healing and future failure. But always tell her the truth, even if it hurts, because you'll do more harm to her if you don't. And last but certainly not least, add full expression to your confession. Now let me say that again. Add full expression to your confession. And what I mean by that is, don't just confess what you did wrong. Express to your wife all the people you've wronged through your actions and how you've impacted her and them. For instance, after my ex-wife found out about my adultery and porn addiction, now remember, I chose to suppress, not confess. I finally had to come clean and be honest with her. I had to confess how my selfish actions not only negatively impacted her and devastated our marriage, but also how my actions negatively impacted our 9-year-old son at the time, both our moms, my siblings, and our closest friends. This wasn't easy. So what I'm saying is, never forget that although your confession may help you ease your conscience, it can still cause collateral damage to your wife and the people around you. So before you leave the scene of a confession, always initiate your wife's healing by asking her, what do you need from me right now? And then assure her that you're willing to do whatever it takes for however long it takes to rebuild her trust and make amends. I tell men, take off your watch. And even if these tips I've shared with you don't save your marriage, they might at least keep it on life support for a while until God does. Because remember, real men always confess about the mess they make in their marriages. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling who need help with confession. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And you know, I always love sharing on reviews from our podcast listeners because that's how we get our message out to more people. And so I picked these at random. So check out this one. I found this one from, this one came in from I Am King 318. That's his ID name on iTunes. And he writes, I listen to your podcast every morning and I just want to say thank you for allowing God to use you to help our men. A high percentage of men are not taught how to be men. So most men go through life just winging it. If every fatherless man or every man in general would just listen to your podcast, this world would be a better place. So I thank you because your podcast is helping me be a better husband and father to my kids. God bless you and your family. Man, thank you. I Am King 318. Man, what a blessing, man. I love reading podcast reviews like that. And like I said, I picked them by random. So who knows? If you submit a podcast review to us, I might actually read yours on the air. So please keep submitting those podcast reviews. Also, if you didn't know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Now, if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.